The birch panel slid on the smooth planks. Illumina sheet to the dark blue background. It's easy to tell the depth of a well. These days a chicken leg is a rare dish.
That voice that you just heard was the Echo II speech synthesizer. It was developed in the late 1970s, early 1980s. Was designed to be used with the Apple II computer, which of course was invented by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. I, along with some other blind people, discovered that the Echo II could be used with software to have the Apple II computer speak the information that's on the screen. That way a blind person can make use of the computer without being able to see the screen. There were some real pioneers back then, like Larry Skutkan and David Holliday, who wrote word processing, telecommunication software, braille translation software, and many other packages that allowed blind people complete access to Apple II capabilities. For me, it was incredibly exciting because I was just in the process of beginning work on my PhD in psychology at the University of Florida, and I was able to use the Apple II to process my class notes, to write papers, to independently edit and write my doctoral dissertation. So the Apple II really went a long way toward leveling the playing field for me as a blind doctoral student. Thank you, Steve Jobs. I used the Apple II computer through 1989, when at that time I took a job as a psychologist at Texas A&M University. My department all used IBM PC clones. I had to give up my beloved Apple II and begin using the PC, which I did for about the next 15 or 16 years. Until, in 2006, Steve Jobs gave the following presentation at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. Thank you, Steve Jobs.
Mac OS X is so great that we want everybody to have a chance to use it. And that includes people with special needs. And so we are focusing a lot on universal access for Leopard. We've got some major enhancements to VoiceOver, a technology we introduced in Tiger, which is really important. We're adding Braille support. We're adding closed captioning support in QuickTime. We've got some much faster and better ways to navigate around the whole system. So a lot of work going in to universal access. And I just want to share one aspect of that with you now, which is VoiceOver. And the best way is just to give you a demo. Let's bring this up. This is just a simple app that we wrote, and I'm going to play you some text-to-speech, which is really important to a lot of people. And I've just thrown in Apple's boilerplate here, the stuff we put at the bottom of every press release. And I'm first going to play you the voice that ships in Tiger. If you go get up your copy of Tiger and have it read you this boilerplate, this is what you'll hear.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
Now, when that shipped, it was pretty state-of-the-art, but it still sounds pretty geeky. And so let me play you now what Vista's going to have, or at least is what's in their current beta. It's quite a bit better. Let me play that for you here.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
They don't like our words, I guess. But that's okay. It's still much better. But let me play you what we're going to be shipping in Leopard. It is, we believe, the state of the art. We haven't heard anything quite as good.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music evolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
So, this stuff's really important to a fairly large set of users. And if you're listening to things all day, one of the things these users like to do is speed things up. And text-to-speech systems, generally when you speed them up, the quality goes way down. Listen to what we've come up with for Leopard. We've sped it up quite a bit here.
Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s with the Apple II and reinvented the personal computer in the 1980s with the Macintosh. Today, Apple continues to lead the industry in innovation with its award-winning desktop and notebook computers, OS X operating system, and iLife and professional applications. Apple is also spearheading the digital music revolution with its iPod portable music players and iTunes online music store.
So once again, thank you, Steve Jobs, for changing my life. I was able to come back to the Apple computers, to the Mac this time, and I've not looked back since. I'm recording this podcast, as a matter of fact, using my MacBook Pro. But that wasn't all. Shortly after that, Apple announced that their iPod Nano was accessible to people who are blind. They gave us a way to have the iPod Nano speak the information that was on its screen. And I, along with hundreds of other blind people, were able to join the MP3 iPod revolution and make full use of the Apple iPod. But that wasn't all. In 2009, Apple announced that the iPhone 3GS was going to contain the voiceover screen reading technology. How could this be, I wondered. The iPhone has a touchscreen. Well, as it turned out, Apple engineers found a way to make the touchscreen accessible with VoiceOver. Once again, thank you, Steve Jobs. You and Apple changed my life, and I'm now an avid iPhone user. I can't even count all the things I do with my iPhone every single day. Sometime in the afternoon of October 5th, 2011, at 56 years old, Steve Jobs died. I went back and listened to a commencement speech that he made to the graduating seniors at Stanford University in 2005. I reflected on his words, and I realized that even in his death, Steve Jobs had once again changed my world because he reminded me of the importance of living every day to the fullest. Thank you, Steve Jobs. May you rest in peace.
Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.